So at the risk of dating myself, hey, Mr. Businessman, Sean Barry, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
You're a businessman, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm just raking it in. I'm raking it in over here.
Businessman in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who runs the Circle of Fits blog, right?
Yes.
Just describe to me what the mission of the Circle of Fits, or the business plan of the Circle of Fits blog is.
Well, basically, I go to shows, rock shows, and I complain about them. And, maybe every once in a while I get, 30 or 40 hits a day.
Kind of a public service, save the world, bring on world peace kind of a blog thing, right?
Yes, that's right about what I'm doing.
All right,
here in Philadelphia.
We haven't asked Sean Barry on the program to make fun of his blog. No, we're asking him on the show because he is potentially a victim of what the city of Philadelphia wants to do to all bloggers, make them pay a tax, a business tax. How much would the tax be for you?
$300.
So why shouldn't you pay a business tax? You're a business. If I were to sell refrigerator magnets online, I'd have to pay some kind of tax?
Yeah, but the revenue that I make from these banner ads on my site doesn't even pay for a beer at one of these shows I want to go to review.
So but we have a name for that here on planet Earth, Sean. It's called a business loss. You can take a tax credit for something like that, including your tax that the city of Philadelphia would pay. There are businesses that don't make money that still have to pay taxes.
Yeah, I know. I just think there's so many other ways for the city to make money. I don't know why they're trying to pick on bloggers. This blog is a labor of love. I didn't really put it up there to make money off of it. I really don't think it's a business.
All right, so now you think it's not a business. Do you think the effect of this tax would be to suppress speech among people who want to engage in the kind of content that you want to do as a, I suppose, a public service to the people who give you hits and who are interested in your opinion because they're going to rock shows in the Philadelphia area?
Well, I am for free speech, so I would rather have my blog than not have it. So if that's what you're trying to get out of me, I would definitely like to keep my blog.
So
I really don't want to pay for it.
Would you keep going, or would you go out of business if they made you pay $300?
I would keep going.
Now, where would you get the $300? You wouldn't call your dad or anything, right?
I might have to call my dad. Yeah, it's pretty tough out here these days.
Ouch. A recession even for bloggers. Have you heard from other people who are as outraged about this as you are?
From the comments that I've read from the initial article in the city paper, and I am getting both sides of the, both sides of the coin. People who say, "Well, if you don't want to be considered a business, take the ads off your site," and other people are like, "Free speech, man! Just keep doing what you're doing," you know.
Who advertises on your site, Sean? Before we go.
Well, the site is the bandwidth is controlled by Blogger, and Blogger is owned by Google. And Google has AdSense, and they allow you to choose whether you want to put those ads up or.
But not who the ads are from.
That's right. That's right. Well, Sean, thanks so much, and good luck to you. And I actually think it's admirable that you would continue going, even though the city does charge you with a $300 tax. Sean Barry runs the Circle of Fits blog on the line from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks, Sean.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.